Both parties are trying to win the Latino vote in the midterm election. Some Latino leaders worry that the lack of immigration reform might turn off voters. Kylie Morgan reports.
After Obama's decision to stall immigration reform until after midterm election, many Latinos continue to push for immediate action. At a rally outside a Republican office in Burbank this morning, immigrant rights organizations demanded that local and national governments take action on immigration reform.
The Republican Party, is damaged goods in our community. We thought that with everything that's happened over the last 20 years, that we would be moving forward as a society.
More than half of Hispanic voters supported Obama in his 2008 election. And even with Obama stalling immigration reform, USC Assistant Professor of Public Policy Morris Levy says Republicans are still less popular than Democrats when it comes to immigration.
It's not necessarily just opposition to a path to citizenship. It's a perception that that if some of these members of Congress had their way, there would be kind of an invasive policy of large-scale deportation.
Levy says many Latinos also prefer the Democratic Party for their activist approach to government. Immigration is not the only concern among Latino voters. Arnulfo de la Cruz is from Mi Familia Vota Education Fund.
And I would argue that the way to channel that frustration and that pain to make sure that something is done is at the ballot box. And that's why I think that Latinos will continue to participate and vote. I think that will happen this November. And then I think potentially we're going to participate in record numbers in 2016.
Despite concerns that Latino voters have lost faith in both parties, a poll by the NALEO Educational Fund shows the number of Latino voters has increased by almost 18% since 2010. Kylie Morgan, Annenberg Radio News.